弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
因为我们的心就像我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
Today our hearts are just like the hymn says.
把我们的感谢唱给我们的救赎主听。
We sing our thanks to our Lord.
在十字架上为我们受苦受刑。
He who suffered and died for us on the cross.
一切的罪债替我们负责。
And paid all our debt.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
在我们开始聚会之前，我们有一点短祷告。我们为我们在中东那边的弟兄姐，我们远行的弟兄姐妹，我们有一点点的祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer for our brothers and sisters who are in the Middle East right now.
主耶稣，我们在主日的早晨，我们一起来到你的面前。无论是我们在本地的弟兄姐妹，还是在远行在外的弟兄姐妹。
Lord Jesus, on a Sunday morning, whether we brothers and sisters here or the ones are far away,
让你自己的灵引导我们。
May your spirit guide us.
开我们的眼。
Open our eyes.
不论在哪一个地方。
No matter where we are.
都看见这位主为我们死，为我们活。
We can see the Lord who died and lived for us.
都看见你要为我们看见你的手在那边工，你的手的工作。
Let us see the work of your hands.
保守我们弟兄姐妹平平安的出门。
Keep our brothers and sisters who left safely.
欢喜快乐带着众弟兄姐妹的分享回到我们当中。
And joyfully they can return with the sharing they have prepared for us.
保守一切的脚步。
Keep their steps.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天要跟弟兄姐妹分享一些圣经上的无名氏。
I want to share with you of those anonymous in the Bible.
在提摩太后书三章十六十七节里面提到，保罗说道。
In 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 and 17, Paul said.
圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is God breathed.
与教训督责，使人归正。
And is useful for teaching, rebuking.
教导人学义，都是有益处的。
Correcting and training in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全。
So that the servants of God may be thoroughly equipped.
预备行各样的善事。
For every good work.
的确，圣经里面历史书中记载了好多的故事，好多的人名。
Indeed, in the Bible, there's a lot of people named and recorded.
也有很多的故事让我们可以深思。
And there are a lot of stories that cause us to think.
我想弟兄姐妹都很熟悉一些名字。
I'm sure there are names you're familiar with.
摩西。
Like Moses.
亚伯拉罕。
Abraham.
约书亚。
Joshua.
撒母耳。
Samuel.
大卫。
David.
以利亚、以利沙、以赛亚。
Elijah, Elisha, and Isaiah.
这些名字很熟悉。
We're very familiar with these names.
当然了，也记录下一些比较小的人物。
And we also saw some smaller characters.
其中呢，还有一些人都没有姓名，都没有记载他们的姓名。
And even some without names.
尽管雅各书上也提过。
Even in the book of James, it's recorded.
以利亚与我们是一样性情的人。
Elijah is the one with the same character as we.
不过你要是觉得说，哎呀，我跟他实在距离太遥远了。
But you might think that I'm too far away from him.
这些都是属灵的伟人。
These are spiritual giants.
我是一个小人物。
I'm a small person.
那我们来看看圣经里的小人物吧。
So let's look at those small people.
尤其这些无名氏。
Especially anonymous in the Bible.
我们看看圣经里面借着这些没有名字的人告诉我们什么事情。
Let's see what the Bible is trying to tell us through them.
我想我们最近也读过那个我们的列王记上下有一些人物的分享。
We've been recently reading about the first kings.
我想弟兄姐妹还记得那个乃曼的故事。
You probably still remember Naaman.
我把列王记下第五章第一到第三节我念给各位听就好了。
I will read Second King chapter 5 verses 1-3.
亚兰王的元帅乃曼在他主人面前为尊为大。
Now Naaman was commander of the army of the king of Aram.
因耶和华曾借他使亚兰人得胜。
And the Lord had given victory to Aram.
他又是大能的勇士，只是长了大麻风。
He was a valiant soldier, but he had leprosy.
先前亚兰人成群的出去。
Now bands of raiders from Aram had gone out.
从以色列国掳了一个小女子。
And had taken captive a young girl from Israel.
这女子就服侍他的妻。
And she served Naaman's wife.
她对祖母说,
She said to her mistress,
巴不得我的主人去见撒玛利亚的先知,
If only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria,
并能治好他的大麻风,
he would cure him of his leprosy.
这边有一个小人物,
Here's a small character,
一个小的婢女,
a servant girl.
她竟然是被掳的,
She was captive,
做俘虏,
and she was a slave.
做俘虏以后被抓去做去替人家做下女
and she is a maid servant.
在社会地位极其低下
so her social status is really low.
你想你在这个环境里面
imagine yourself in that circumstance.
用她的角度来想
from her perspective.
她被掳了
she was captive.
神都没有保护我
she might think God did not protect me.
她可以埋怨神
she can grumble against God.
这神这样做对我不公平
and God is not fair to me.
我们可以远离神
we can choose to be away from God.
但是圣经上记载了这一段话的时候你看他在做什么事情
but if you read carefully what the Bible recorded
他在他生命中其实蛮差的时候
in her low point of life
他选择向乃曼的妻子做一个见证
she chose to testify to Naaman's wife
我巴不得我的主人啊你去见撒玛利亚的先知
if only my master would see the prophet who is in Samaria
他能够治好你的大麻风
he would cure him of his leprosy
他急切地想让主人得到医治
she earnestly wants her master to be cured
弟兄姐妹我们也可以觉得我们落在很不公平的环境里面
we might as well feel that we're in an unfair situation
我们处境很不顺利
We are in the unfavorable situation.
神不看顾我。
God is not mindful of us.
不公平。
He's not fair.
我也可以远离神。
And I can be away from God.
因为谁先远离我的
Because God went away from us first.
我可以自己觉得我自己很可怜。
I can feel self-pity.
但是呢，想反还，我们看看这个女子的记载。
But let us look at what the girl was recorded.
我们也可以选择在这个时候我们对神我们说主虽然这样子我还是愿意忠心
Just like her we can choose to be faithful to God
我还是很愿意认真
I'm still willing to be earnest
我不知道你为什么这样待我
I have no idea why you lead me this way
但是在这种环境中我愿意为你做见证
But I'm willing to testify for you in this circumstance
我相信这时候的见证是影响很多的人的
And I believe such a testimony would be influential
我给你一个例子。
I'll give you an example.
将近二十年前，在东部读书的时候。
Approximately 20 years ago, when I studied in the East Coast.
我们在教会里面，有一次那个祷告，就是那个教会的周报上面，请弟兄姐妹急切的、迫切的为一位姐妹祷告。
So in the church, we read about praying earnestly for a sister.
她患了癌症。
She had cancer.
那情况不太好。
I wasn't in a good situation.
其实我也不认识她。
I didn't know her.
没见过她。
Never met her.
所以呢，祷告是祷告，但我不知道她是谁。
So even though I prayed for her, I didn't know who that was.
几个月以后，那学生团契在德伦一个弟兄姐妹的家里面聚会。
So a few months later, we gathered together the students in someone's house.
那女主人来招待我们。
And the hostess took us in.
精神很好。
She was in good spirit.
非常像一个很健康的人。
She's just like a healthy person.
结果跟她交谈一下。
And when I talked with her,
我旁边的弟兄姐妹提醒我说
and my brothers and sisters reminded me,
她就是我们替她祷告的，我们祷告的对象。
She's the one we pray for.
我吓了一跳。
I was shocked.
我从来没有看到一个病人这么有精神的。
I've never seen a patient so in high spirit.
她祷告你，她言谈之间跟我们言谈之间，她也没很少提到她生病的事情啊。
In our conversation, she didn't mention about her illness.
很跟我们的谈话都是很正面、很积极的。
All her conversation was positive.
那个时候呢，我突然就觉得我看到了一件事情。
And at that time, I saw something.
就好像圣经在提摩，这对对，这就是好像圣经在哥林多后书里面。
It was like in Second Corinthians.
它里面提到了一句话。
It said something.
四面受敌却不被困住。
We're afflicted in every way.But not crushed.
心里作难却不失望，却不至于失望。
Perplexed, but not driven to despair.
第一次看到这样的一个姐妹。
It's the first time that I saw this sister.
很震动我。
It just shook my heart.
其实她影响了很多的人。
She influenced a lot of people.
其实两年多以后。
Actually, 2 years later.
我自己的那个指导教授。
My own advisor.
她也得了同样的问题，她也有同样的健康上也同样的问题。
He had the same kind of trouble in his health.
我们的姐妹
and our sister
去安慰他
went to comfort him
把神所赐的平安也给他
and gave him her peace from God
你也许觉得说哎呀这些人的经历太大了
you might think these examples are too extreme
也不是每个人都会有的啦
it's not for everyone to experience
那你要这样想的话
if you think so
我再给你一个例子
I'll give you another example
绝对你可以做
You can definitely do it
歇饭前吃饭前要不要祷告
It is about saying grace before meals
对我来讲我们从小在基督教家庭长大
To me who grew up in a Christian family
吃饭爸爸祷告我们当然就低下头祷告很简单嘛
When we eat daddy bows his head so do we
问题是你到学校的你敢不敢
The problem is, when you go to school, do you dare to do that?
我今天特别想讲这个，因为这边在座有好多年轻弟兄姐妹，我想问你一下。
I want to ask you the young ones here.
你在中学，你在高中，你在大学吃饭的时候祷不祷告
？Do you pray when you're in middle school? Those who are in high school, college.
我在美国的学校里面吃饭的时候，好大一个 dining hall， 比这个大两倍。
The dining hall when I was in school is twice the size.
我进去就看一看。
And I went in, I would look around.
没有人。
And there's none.
你在这时候你祷不祷告
None praying, so do you pray?
我跟你讲
I'll tell you
你不要觉得说我在指责你们
I'm not rebuking you
我也不敢
It's not my job
在中学的时候我不敢
Oh, I did not dare to pray also when I was in middle school
因为我觉得说人家都在等我不好意思啊
Because I feel like people are waiting for me I can't do that
直到有一天
Until one day,
大一
freshman in college.
我看到旁边有一个桌子，我的同学。
There's a table next to me. There's a classmate.
吃饭的时候低下头来祷告，好好的祷告。
She prayed. She bowed her head and prayed before meal.
从那天以后
，From that day on,
我也开始敢了。
I dare to do that too.
从那天以后
，From that day on,
不论是在学校
，Whether in school,
还是在军队里面。
Or in the military.
那个军队里面开饭也是好大的一个 dining hall.
It's also a huge dining hall.
你一个人祷告吗
？Do you pray by yourself?
那时候我不怕了。
I was not afraid.
在公司里面。
In the company.
我过了这一关。
I have passed that test.
这位姐妹，小小的姐妹。
This is sister.
短短的十几秒，几十秒钟。
She just prayed for maybe a 10 seconds, 20.
他这个很短很小的一个动作
A very small movement
他改变了我生命他改变了我信仰的态度
She changed my attitude in my belief
他让我觉得很正常
She let me feel that it's normal
主赐给我的食物
The food that God has given me
我向他感谢
And I give him thanks
我有什么不好意思的
Why should I be ashamed of?
这位同学他可能从来不知道他做了这件事情他影响了我
This classmate, she never knew that she did this and changed me.
但是事实上，神就借着这个事情影响，改变了我。
But in fact, God changed me through this.
弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
不管是你是中学生、大学生
，you're in middle school, college,
或者是你已经是在公司工作
，or you're working，
我相信很多每天很小的事情。
I believe a lot of small things daily.
我们若靠主站住。
If you can stand by the Lord,
我们愿意一点点来见证主的恩典。
We want to testify the Lord's grace a little bit.
神要用我们。
God will use us.
让我们成为神恩典流通的管道。
So we can be a flowing channel of God's grace.
另外我们再看看乃曼后来发生了什么事情。
So let us read on and find out what happened to Naaman.
好不容易乃曼说好吧好吧去了。
So he went.
去了以后以利沙跟他讲什么
？What did Elisha tell him?
手摇一摇，好了，你走了。
He waved his hand and said goodbye.
还是说，你的信心救了你，
or
你还去了
saying, ？Your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
弟兄姐妹，你们，尤其我们年轻朋友们，年轻的弟兄姐妹，主日学都记得这个故事吧
？You all remember the story, right, younger people?
结果呢？伊丽莎做什么事情
？What did Elisha do?
叫去洗澡。
Take a shower, no bath.
洗七次。
Seven times.
乃曼说谢谢，我就去了吗
？Did Naaman say just yes? Thank you, I'll go.
乃曼说岂有此理
？No, he said ridiculous.
他说什么？
What did he say?
他说我想他必出来见我。
He says for sure he will come out and see me.
站着求耶和华他神的名。
And call upon the name of the Lord his God.
在患处上摇摇手。
And wave his hand over the place.
治好我的大麻风。
And cure the leper.
大马色的河。
Are not Abana.
亚巴拿和法尔法岂不比以色列的一切水更好吗？
And far part, the rivers of Damascus better than all the waters in Israel.
有点像说这个加州这边的水不是比中国和台湾那边的水都干净吗？干嘛叫我到那种地方去洗澡？
He's saying the water in California is cleaner than the one in China or Taiwan. Why do you tell me to go there and bathe?
有点像这个意思。
Something like that.
我在我们那种干净的水不得洁净吗？
Can I not be cleansed in this clean water?
是气愤愤他就走了。
So he was in anger and he left.
侮辱我。
You're insulting me.
结果呢，他的仆人进前来。
But then his servants came near.
在中文读不出来，在英文他是加了复数，好几个。
In Chinese you can't tell, but in English it's plural.
好几个人来劝他。
Multiple of them.
我父啊，若吩咐你做一件大事，你岂不做吗？
And they said to him, My father, it is a great word the prophet has spoken to you. Will you not do it?
何况叫你去洗个澡。
Let alone taking a bath.
就得洁净呢
to be cleansed.
于是乃曼听了
So Naaman listened.
乃曼下去照着神人的话
According to the word of the prophet.
在约旦河里沐浴七回
He bathed in the river Jordan for seven times.
他的肉复原
And his flesh recovered.
好像小孩子的肉一样
Restored like that of a child.
他就洁净了
And he was clean.
另外一段圣经
And another scripture.
在马可福音
In the book of Mark, chapter 2.
一开始第一到第五节我还是念给弟兄姐妹听
I'll read it to you verse 1 to 5
过些日子耶稣又进了加百农
And when he returned to Capernaum
他听见
After some days
人听见他在房子里
It was reported that he was at home
就有许多人聚集
And many were gathered together
甚至连门前都没有空地
So there was no more room Not even at the door
耶稣就对他们讲道
And he was preaching the word to them
有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣
And they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men
我们在主日学都学过。
We've read that in the Sunday school.
问你们一下，几个人来抬他？
Let me ask you.
几个人抬他
？How many carried him？
年轻弟兄姐妹。
Children.
四个。
Four, right?
有四个人抬来。
Four carried him.
因为人多。
Because there are too many people.
不得近前。
They couldn't get near.
就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶。
So they took the roof off.
既拆通了。
And when they had made the opening,
就把摊子
they let down the bed,
连锁带的褥子都垂下来
on which the paralytic lay.
耶稣见了他们的信心
and when Jesus saw their faith,
他们的信心
their faith,
就对摊子说
he said to the paralytic,
小子
son,
你的罪赦了
your sins are forgiven.
这两段经文发生的地点时间不一样
these two paragraphs happen in different time frame.
但是却有相同的地方。
And different places, but there is a common point.
乃曼不想听伊丽莎的话。
Listen to the prophet.
但他的仆人劝。
But his servants urged him.
劝了以后，他得到洁净。
They persuaded him, and he got cleansed.
摊子自己没有能力走到耶稣面前去。
The paralytic had no ability to walk before Jesus.
门都被挡住了，就算人想送他进去也送不进去。
And the door was blocked. Even if he wants to get in, there's no way.
但是这边有四个好伙伴。
But there are four good companions.
尽心竭力的来抬他。
Doing their best carrying him.
还帮人家把房给拆了。
And took the house apart.
让他能够去见耶稣。
So that he can see Jesus.
弟兄姐妹啊，我们要旁边身旁有这样的伙伴多好。
It would be so good if we have a companion just like that.
那我们回想一下，我们换一个角度。
So let us take a different perspective.
我们想说，我们旁边有这样的朋友多好。
We want to have such good companion with us, right?
那我们愿不愿意做我们身旁的这样的好伙伴
？But on the other hand, are we willing to be such good companion for others?
你说这个例子在生活上又怎么样呢？我也不敢拆房子。
You might say, well, I can't take someone's house apart.
我给你一个小小的例子。
I'll give you an example.
我们在以前在东部聚会的时候
，When we were meeting on the East Coast，
团契里面有一位弟兄，那个福音朋友觉知受洗接受主。
In the student fellowship, there's a gospel friend who believed in the Lord and got baptized.
他家中发生了一点事故。
But then there's something went wrong in his house.
在中国发生一点事故。
In China.
他就觉得神对我很不公平。
So he felt that God was unfair to him.
过了一阵子，他离开教会，再也不来聚会。
So after a while, he left the church.
我们大家是觉得很可惜。
We all felt sad.
但是我们其中有一位弟兄。
But there's one brother among us.
他觉得可惜，没有用。
He felt that's too bad.Being sad is not enough.
他下了一个心愿。
He made up his mind.
他要用自己的力量来堵住，尽自己的力量来堵住这样的破口漏洞。
He will do his best to plug up the hole.
从此以后。
So from now on.
至少我们在学生那做学生的那段时间。
At least when I was the student.
只要他知道他认识的福音朋友决志受洗。
As long as there's a gospel friend who believed in the Lord and got baptized.
他就安排他的自己的时间。
He would use his own time.
每天到那个人的住的地方。
Go to that person's house.
每天陪他读一段圣经。
And read the Bible with him every day.
有系统的读。
Systematically.
直到这位弟兄能够有养成读经的习惯为止，他才走开。
Until this brother built his habit of reading the Bible, and then he would leave.
说真的，他做这个事情，教会里没有多少人知道。
Actually, not many people in the church knew that he was doing this.
但这个我们这位弟兄就是很实在。
But this brother is really practical.
他就尽他的自己的能力。
And he did his best.
他也没有做什么特别大的事情。
It wasn't something great.
他就是陪他祷告读经。
He just pray and read the Bible with that brother.
兼顾一个又一个的受洗的弟兄。
And build up one brother after another.
有这样的伙伴好不好？
Isn't it good to have such a good companion?
我们再往下，我们再看一个小故事。
So let's read another small story.
这是在《使徒行传》里面发生的事情。
It happened in the Book of Acts.
当时希律想要迫害基督徒。
Herod was persecuting the Christians.
他说在《使徒行传》第十二章的地方。
In chapter 12 of Acts.
希律拿了彼得收在监里，交付兵四班兵丁看守。
He had seized Peter and put him in prison, delivered him over to four squads of soldiers to guard him.
每班四个人。
So every squad there is four soldiers.
他的意思，要在逾越节后。
So intending after the Passover.
把他提出来
to bring him out,
当着百姓办他
to the people,
就是杀了他
that is to kill him.
于是彼得被囚在监里
so Peter was kept in prison.
那时候怎么样呢下面一句话、教会却切切地为他祷告
but earnest prayers for him was made to God by the church.
最后发生了什么事你我想弟兄姐妹也知道
so you all know what happened after that.
你读过使徒行传你知道
you've read the book of Acts, you know.
再来问一下
Let me test you again.
我们一起上过主日学的小朋友们
Children, you've attended Sunday school.
还记得吗
Do you remember?
后来发生了什么事情
What happened later?
后来彼得被天使救出来了
Was Peter saved by the angels?
对吧还记得吧
Right?
彼得醒悟过来说
So when Peter came to himself, he said,
我现在真知道主差遣他的使者
Now that I'm sure that the Lord has sent his angel,
救我脱离希律的手
and rescued me from the hand of Herod,
和犹太百姓一切所盼望的
and from all that the Jewish people were expecting.
然后呢他想了一想
when he realized this,
就望那称呼马可的约翰
He went to the house of Mary, the mother of John,
他母亲玛利亚那里去
whose other name was Mark.
下面一句话，在那里有好些人聚集祷告
where many were gathered together and were praying.
看到没有
Do you see that?
好多人在为他祷告
Many people prayed for him.
同一章十二章记载了两次
The same chapter, it was recorded twice.
当希律在逼迫基督徒想要杀约翰的时候，这些弟兄姐妹在为他祷告。
So when Herod was persecuting the Christians and trying to kill them, these people were praying for them.
结果他们代祷的事情。
So what they interceded for?
正像马太福音耶稣讲的话。
Just like in the book of Matthew, Jesus said.
我告诉你们。
Again, I say to you.
若是你们中间有两个人在地上。
If two of you agree on earth,
同心合意地求什么事?
About anything they ask,
我在天上的父, 我在天上的父必为你们成全。
It will be done for them by my Father in heaven.
神在这边成全他们代祷的事项。
God answered their prayers.
那我想在我们 我们从自己的角度来想想。
So from our own perspective, let's think about this.
小组的祷告难不难呢
？Is it difficult praying in the small groups?
我想说，只要你有这样的心愿，我有这样的心愿。
As long as we have the desire.
我们可以开始的。
We can begin.
再先跟学生，也是学生身份的弟兄姐妹分享一个小小的见证。
I'll share with you who are students a little testimony.
以前我们在学生团契的聚会是星期六的晚上。
In the past, when I was a student, our gathering was on Saturday night.
所以呢，周五晚上是一个比较空的时间。
So we have more time on Friday nights.
我们其中有一位弟兄。
And there's a brother among us.
其实 你不要觉得这个弟兄好像很年长。
Don't imagine him being elder.
就像你们一样，二十多岁。
He's just in his twenties, like a lot of you.
比我们大一点点，但二十多一点。
He was older than me at that time a little bit.
不到三十岁。
Less than 30 years old.
他就觉得说，哎呀，我们星期五这段时间，那么空的就过去。
He said, we have so much free time on Friday nights.
为什么不利用这一段时间，我们有一个小小的祷告聚会呢？
Why don't we have a small prayer meeting?
他就把住在我们住在那个附近的几个弟兄姐妹找来。
So he gathered a few brothers and sisters who live in the neighborhood.
最后大概四个弟兄姐妹。
We ended up with four.
我们有一个很小的祷告聚会。
We had a small prayer meeting.
周五的晚上。两个小时。
Friday nights, 2 hours.
我们当然不是说两个小时都祷告了。
Who weren't praying the whole 2 hours?
我们前面的时候，我们彼此分享一下我们这个周发生了什么事情。
So we would share in the beginning what happened to us that week.
我们学业上有什么困难
？What difficulty we face at school?
我们生活上遭遇了什么问题
？And what troubles we face in life?
当然以前也有说有一个人说他的老板是埃及人，他想出埃及。
And somebody said his boss is from Egypt. He wants to get into exile.
当然无所谓，我们有这样的时间，我们彼此的分享。
But we had a sharing time.
分享完了。
And after that.
当然不是就把老板骂一顿以后我们就走了。
We didn't just finish by rebuking our boss and done.
我们分享完了以后，我们总结代祷事项。
But after we share, we would pray.
然后我们就开始祷告。
So we started praying.
就两个钟头就过去。
And 2 hours passed quickly.
其实周五晚上你这两个钟头你可以做一些事情了，我知道。
And I know you can do a lot of things on Friday night.
你可以蹲在电视机前面看两个钟头电视。
You could watch any episode for 2 hours.
也像很多美国朋友。
Or like American friends.
Happy hour.
Go to happy hour.
吃吃喝喝。
Eat and drink.
或者呢，像一些中国学生。
Or like Chinese students.
继续待在图书馆和实验室里面赶作业。
Stay in the lab or in the library, finish your work.
但是我们回想一下这两个小每周五这两个小时。
But as I recall those 2 hours on Fridays.
因着这样的一个祷告聚会。
Because of our prayer meeting.
我认识了很好的属灵伙伴。
I have known some really good spiritual companions.
虽然我们这个祷告小组在毕业以后我们就分散了。
Although we went our different ways after we graduated.
但是我们彼此鼓励。
But we encouraged each other.
到了毕业以后。
After we graduated.
我们还是彼此的相顾彼此的代祷。
We still intercede for one another.
所以弟兄姐妹尤其是现在正在读书的弟兄姐妹。
So you who are especially you are still studying.
不管你在中学大学研究所。
Whether in middle school, college, or high school, graduate school.
我真的很鼓励你们。
I truly encourage you.
我们来想想我们怎么用运用我们的时间。
Think about how you are spending your time.
我们心中有没有对主所求所想的事情？
Is there something you want from the Lord?
有没有一些事情我们周遭属灵伙伴我们发生的一些事情我们觉得说主啊若是我们不是我来祷告谁能祷告呢？
Do you feel that urgency that when you see your companion having trouble if I didn't pray what would he do?
你们心中要是有这样的感动
If you're moved in your heart
我们可不可以就成立一个就自己很自然的成立祷告的小组伙伴
Just naturally form your group and pray
不是说你的那个辅导 来指定你
It doesn't have to be appointed by your counselor
就为了我们自己的学业
Just for our own study
生活的需要
For our own need in life
也为我们的在主面前信仰的成长我们彼此代祷
And for our growth and in our faith in God, pray.
让我们这些年轻人
So we who are the young people
不仅是在教会里面聚会的好弟兄好姐妹
We're not just meeting at church.
以后我们这一生我们的好的属灵同伴
But later in life, we're good companions in spiritual life.
就想一句话来总结我刚才的那句话那个那些那对弟兄对年轻弟兄姐妹的一点鼓励
And I want to conclude my encouragement to the young people.
就像提摩太前书四章十二节里面说的一句话
Just like 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 12.
不可叫人小看你年轻
Don't let anyone look down on you because you're young.
总要在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上
But set an example for the believers in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity.
都做教会中的榜样。
And be an example for them.
弟兄姐妹，你们可以的。
Yes, you can.
你愿意，你可以的。
As long as you're willing, you can do it.
我真的愿意这句话成为你们今后生命的实际。
I hope this verse become the reality of your life.
那我们这些已经毕业的是不是就 free 了？
So we who graduated, are we free from this?
我们不用做了。
We don't have to do it.
都他们的事。
It's their problem.
不是。
No.
其实我们更多的事情，太多事情了。
We have so much more.
我们离开学校很久的弟兄姐妹，经常是上有父母要关心。
We who left the school for a long time, usually we have parents to take care of.
下有儿女要照顾。
And then we have children to take care of.
自己工作还要拼命
And we need to do our best at work.
生活压力很重的
We have a lot of pressure.
但是呢有一首诗歌我想弟兄姐妹应该很熟悉的
But I think there's a hymn we're all familiar with.
耶稣我恩友
Jesus, my friend.
它里面说凡事带到主恩座前求
That it says to bring all things before God in prayer.
很实际的例子我们对子女的教养有没有疑虑
Practically, do you have doubts when you teach your children?
我们对父母亲的照顾有没有很大的负担
Do you have a heavy burden when you take care of your parents?
我们工作上有没有真的是过不去的地方
Is there something you just can't get over with at work?
你就觉得真是没有出路
And you feel that there's no exit.
你很希望主替你开路
And you really want the Lord to open a way for you.
我们能不能就主动的
Can we just take action?
我们看看弟兄有没有同样负担的同样心愿的弟兄姐妹
And see if there's someone that has the same desire
同样对子女教育有同样年龄同样对子女教育有同样负担的弟兄姐妹
The same burden for their children
我们就好好的我们就开始一个小小的祷告组嘛
Or anything start your own group
未必说一定要小家家长来召集啊
It doesn't have to be called by the small group leaders
你只要有这种感动
As long as you're moved
我们就可以开始
We can start
其实真的像主耶稣说的
And just like Jesus said
刚才跟那个年轻弟兄姐妹分那个勉励的事情
Just like what I encourage the younger brothers
我想这件事情也是在我们身上是实际的
I think this can be practical for us
若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意求什么事
If two of you agree on earth about anything they ask
我在天上的父必为他们成全
It will be done for them by my Father in heaven
让这句经文不是我们背背就算了
Let us not just memorize the verse
它成为我们生命真正的实际
But let it be a reality in our lives
提摩太前书也四章八节也提到一句话
And 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 8 also said
操练身体益处还少
For while bodily training is of some value
唯独敬虔
And godliness
凡事都有益处
Is of value in every way
所以我们弟兄姐妹不管我们是年轻
So whether we're young
不管我们觉得我们年纪年长
Or we're of age
或者是觉得说哎呀我这是 就觉得说这个是不管我们自己觉得我们境况怎么样
No matter how we consider our situation
只要我们心中有感动
As long as we're moved
请我们弟兄姐妹我们一起来我们彼此的劝勉
Together let us encourage each other
接着互相带祷
By praying for each other
把神给我们属灵上的益处
Bring down the benefit from God,
让我们多而又多的来得到，
so that we can gain them all.
也有神真正给我们的盼望。
And there's hope from God.
好，我们继续往下走，再去看几个小人物。
So let's look at more anonymous.
在列王记上，
In the first king,
里面提到了一句，里面我们都记得我们曾经在前几周读到以利亚的故事。
We read about Elijah.
我来读一下这段经文。
I'll read it for you.
列王记上十九章十四到十八，十四还有十八节。
First King chapter 19 verse 14 and 18.
十四节说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心。
Verse 14 says, he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord.
因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛。
For the people of Israel have forsaken your covenant, thrown down your altars.
用刀杀了你的先知，只剩下我一个人。
And killed your prophets with a sword, and I only am left.
他们还要寻索我的命。
And they seek my life.
结果神怎么跟他说？
To take it away, and yet God said,
我在以色列人中，
I will leave.
留下七千人。
7,000 in Israel.
是未曾向巴利屈膝的。
All the knees that have not bowed to Baal,
未曾与巴利亲嘴的。
And every mouth that has not kissed him.
以赛亚才刚刚得胜呢，好大的一个得胜。
Isaiah just won a great victory.
他把那些拜巴利的先知，
The prophets who bowed down to Baal,
不是一个两个，
He didn't just kill one or two.
是用百来计算，
But it counts in the hundreds.
这么大的一个为主征战的胜利，
Such a great victory for the Lord.
结果没到，我不晓得多几天还是几个小时，我不知道，这是很短的时间。
I don't know whether it's days or hours. It's probably a very short time.
短短的时间呢
？In a short time.
竟然落到另外一个地步。
He fell into a different situation.
被耶洗别追杀。
He was pursued by Jezebel.
他也许是灰心。
Perhaps he was discouraged.
也许是很丧气。
Or he lost his desire to fight.
或者是也对以色列人做了这么大事情，你们还是执迷不悟。
Or he was disappointed of the Israelites.
他跟神埋怨。
And he grumbled against God.
他诉苦。
And he was pouring his heart out.
他跟神觉得怎么会这样子？
And he said, Why is it this way?
神告诉以利亚了一件事情。
And God told Elijah one thing.
以色列中不只有你一个人敬畏我。
You're not the only one who fears me among the Israelites.
还有你不知道的有七千个人。
There are the people 7,000 you do not know of.
在圣经中从来没有提到这些，特别提到这些七千人的名字。
The Bible did not record all the names.
大先知以利亚。
The great prophet Elijah.
不知道他们。
Didn't know them.
我们呢？
How about us?
从圣经也看不出他们是谁。
And we can't tell who they are.
但是他们忠心的，他们在主面前忠心。
But they're faithful before the Lord.
神认识他们。
And God knows them.
神，你也许觉得也真的啦，神没有托付像我们有以利亚这么大的心智。
Perhaps we're not like Elijah with such great will.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们不要看轻自己。
But do not belittle yourself.
我们忠心向主。
We're faithful toward God.
听主话的人。
And he who listens to the Lord.
尽管别人不知道你的名字。
Even if others don't know your name.
神知道。
God knows.
神纪念。
He remembers.
我有一个小小的，这个也是一个，也是，也是一个，经历。
It's an experience I had.
我毕业以后在休斯顿工作了一段时间时间。
After I graduated, I was working in Houston.
在我找房子想安顿下来之前呢。
Before I found a place to stay at,
我在我们教会一个长辈魏伯伯的家里面住了几天。
I stay at uncle's house in the church. Who goes to the church?
他是在主里面有很深经历的一位长辈。
He's an elder who has a deep experience in the Lord.
他有一天呢，他跟我聊聊，他就借了我一本书。
One day after chatting with me, he loaned me a book.
他说你看你，他说给你看看这本书，他这个作者呢是我认识的一个朋友。
He said the author is my friend.
他年轻的时候跟我一起在上海的教会里面服侍主。
When he was young, he was serving the Lord at Shanghai with me.
我们是同工。
We're co-workers.
他就说这是他的经历。
And he said this is his experience.
他这个书中有一段写到。
In a section in the book it says.
他在那个那些当时的政治环境改变的时候
When the political environment changed,
这个教会受到很大的一个压迫
The church was persecuted.
他呢，因为不愿意否认主。
Because he was not willing to deny the Lord.
他在1950年代大概后期到70年代初期受了很大的一个逼迫和很不好的遭遇。
Between 1950 and 1970, he was persecuted.
他里面提到他一些经历。
It mentions some of his experience in the book.
我花了一个晚上把这本书看完。
I finished reading the book overnight.
啊，其中有一个他讲了一个经历，让一直留在我的心里面。
And there's a story that stayed in my mind.
他说他被逮捕以后。
He said after he was arrested.
他在说所有的亲朋好友，甚至连教会的弟兄姐妹都离他家远远。
His relatives, even the brothers and sisters from the church, stay away from him.
家里面实在情况很艰难。
And it was challenging at home.
结果呢，辗转他从家人的口中知道。
But he heard later from his family.
有几位，很少数的几位弟兄姐妹来接济他的家。
There's a small group of brothers and sisters supported his family.
最让他惊讶的一件事情是。
And what's most surprising?
他发现他这几个弟兄姐妹呢。
He found out that those brothers and sisters.
不是跟他在同一个教会聚会的。
We're not even going to the same church as he did.
他知道这些人。
He knew them.
他就觉得说，他从以前他就觉得这些弟兄，这一群弟兄姐妹啊。
In the past, he thought of these brothers and sisters.
哎呀，你们所属的这个教会。
The church they go to.
很世俗化。
Are very earthly.
很不属灵。
Very non-spiritual.
所以他就觉得这些人，哎。不行的。
So he looked down on them.
就他发现神竟然派这样的一人，在大家都离弃他的时候，派这样的人来接济他的家。
And yet when everybody forsook him, these people came to him.
派了一些他觉得最不可能的人。
The people that he thought that was most impossible.
也是他最看不起，不是说最，就是心里面有点看不起的人。
And from his heart, he despised them.
的弟兄姐妹来做这些事情。
And those are the ones that God used.
我记得那个书上他写到。
And I remember it was said in the book.
他说他那天向神认罪。
He said that day he repented before the Lord.
深深的认罪。
And confessed his sins.
他求神赦免他。
He asked God to forgive him.
心中隐而未显的骄傲。
All the pride in his heart.
还有那些论断。
And judgment.
但是他也经历到。罗马书十四章第四节所说的。
But he also experienced in the book of Romans, chapter 14, verse 4.
他或站住，或跌倒，自有他的主人在。
Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls.
而且他必要站住。
And he will be upheld.
因为主能使他站住。
For the Lord is able to make him stand.
其实这样的经历，我自己还碰过另外一位弟兄，我自己真的碰过一位长者。
I've met an elder brother.
他也有类似的经历，我们以后也有空我们再说吧。
I will save that for later.
但是我们看一看那个书中他这位弟兄写的书。
But see the book, the recorded the brothers.
并没有记下那几位弟兄的姓名。
And the sisters, they did not say the names.
他没有记下他们的姓名。
He did not record their names.
但是我相信。
But I believe
这些我们心目在他心目中的小弟兄小姐妹们
Those small brothers and sisters in his heart
在见主的那一天
The day when they see the Lord
我相信主一定对他们说
I believe the Lord will say to them
你们这蒙我父赐福的
You who are blessed by my father
可以来承受那创世以来为你们预备的国
Come and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world
因为我饿了
For I was hungry,
你们给我吃
and you gave me food.
渴了，你们给我喝
and I was thirsty, and you gave me drink.
我做客旅，你们留我住
I was a stranger, and you welcomed me.
我赤身露体，你们给我穿
I was naked, and you clothed me.
我病了，你们看顾我
I was sick, and you visited me.
我在监里，你们来看我
I was in prison, and you came to me.
义人就回答说
and the righteous will answer him.
主啊
Lord,
我们什么时候见你饿了给你吃？
When did we see you hungry and feed you?
渴了给你喝？
Or thirsty and give you drink?
什么时候见你来做客留你住？
And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you?
或是赤身露体给你穿？
Or naked and clothe you?
又什么时候你病了？
And when did we see you sick?
或在监里？
Or in prison?
来看你呢？
And visit you?
主回答说
And the king will answer them,
我实在告诉你们
Truly I say to you,
你们既做这事在我弟兄中最小的一个身上
As you did it to one of the least of these your brothers, my brothers
就是做在我身上
You did it to me
也许众人并不知道
Perhaps those group did not know
也许你做了很多事你觉得众人都不知道你的名字
Perhaps you think you did all these and nobody knows your name
我在天地中真渺小
I'm so small in the world
但是神知道
But God knows
神纪念你
God remembers you
其实我们今天早上唱的第一首诗歌220首也提到这同样的事情
And the hymn we sang this morning number 220 mentioned the same thing
一切我所有无非是接受
Not have I gotten but what I received
全是恩所赐在我信之后
Grace has bestowed it since I have believed
所以呢我既不自尊也不自卑
So boasting excluded pride I abase
我是个罪人蒙主恩
I'm only a sinner saved by grace.
弟兄姐妹，不论你是年纪大的，年纪轻的
，Whether you're younger or older，
不论你自己对你自己的评价是好的还是低的
，Whether you judge yourself good or bad，
也、yeah, ，但是呢，其实说起来，我们的性情、脾气、行为
，Our character, our temper, or our conduct，
未必比我们出了门、到了门外那些、到了外面比那些世人更好。
May or may not be better than the people of the world.
但是有一件事情不会改变。
But there's an unchanging fact.
我们在座所有的弟兄姐妹。
We who are seated here.
都是蒙恩的罪人。
Are sinners saved by grace.
是既是虽是罪人，但是是蒙恩。
Although sinners but saved.
是主耶稣宝血重价买赎回来的。
And were redeemed by our Lord with a great price.
因着这样的一个事实。
Of His precious blood, because of this fact.
我们心中可以有光明的盼望。
Our hearts can hold this glorious hope.
我们却不会妄自尊大，随意论断。
We will not honor ourselves or judge ourselves.
论断别人。
Or judge others.
我们存心谦卑。
We humble ourselves.
我们看别人比自己强。
And see others more significant than ourselves.
但是呢，我们也不会自怜自卑。
But we will not have self-pity either.
我们都是在神的家中被神制作改变的。
Because we're children of God being molded and changed daily.
啊，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠。
May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
神的慈爱，圣灵的感动。
And the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
常与我们众人同在。
Be with you all.
在每一天我们的生活中坚固我们的信心。
And to put our hearts in steadfast.
让我们真正靠主来站住。
So we can stand by the Lord.
我们见证主的恩典。
And testify His grace.
也赐给我们众人彼此相劝彼此带导的一个心愿和感动
and give us a desire and move us to pray for one another
保守我们的心
and keep our hearts
谦卑顺服
to humble and obey
不管是你觉得你被纪念或是不被纪念
whether you're remembered or not
我们知道主知道
we know that God knows
我们一生的忠心随主带领
and faithfully we follow the Lord
这是我的分享，谢谢。
That's my sharing. Thank you.